Howdy and welcome to the 10-week Bible study. This is week 9, day 2 of our study of Ezra. I'm your host, Aaron Hibbs, and today we're talking about Ezra 9, 3 through 4. Hey, real quick, if you'd like more info on the 10-week Bible study, head over to 10weekbible.com today. We've got lots of helpful resources, links to studies you can lead or read, and a place to sign up for our email list where we will send out weekly updates about the current study as well as news about upcoming studies. All right, thanks. With that, let's jump back into it. Welcome back to the 10-Week Bible Study. Again, I'm your host, Aaron Hibbs. Would you join me as we pray before we start today? Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has today, God? Speak to us and fascinate us with your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's word. I'll be reading today from the NIV. This is Ezra chapter 9, starting in verse 3. When I heard this, I tore my tunic and cloak, pulled my hair from my head and beard, and sat down appalled. Then everyone who trembled at the words of God, of the God of Israel, gathered around me because of this unfaithfulness of the exiles. And I sat there appalled until the evening sacrifice. So they come to Ezra and they tell him in the previous passage, hey, by the way, just so you know, all of the people here that we've been living here for like 70 years, the leaders have kind of led the way in intermarrying with the peoples around us. And the subtext to that is, and they're also kind of worshiping the gods that they serve. When Ezra hears this, right, he has specifically come to teach and instruct the exiles, the people who have come back from Babylon and are living in Jerusalem. He's specifically come back with the mandate to teach them the law of God so that they would obey it. This is the beginning. I've talked about this already in Ezra, but this is the beginning, the foundations of the synagogue system that's going to be established. And the very thing that Ezra is coming back to do, I imagine Ezra is coming back thinking they're following the law, but they probably don't know it well enough. And so I'm going to go and make sure that like we keep it ever present before us. That was the idea behind the synagogue system, is to keep the law of God ever present before the people wherever they are. Wherever there's a community of Jews, have the synagogue, have the law of God read before them and have someone capable of instructing them in the law all the time. Have it ever before them. Ezra's coming back. And I imagine he's thinking, you know, there's probably going to be some issues and we'll have to do some correction or whatever. And he comes back and the first thing he faces is basically the exact same thing that we see in the story in Deuteronomy when, you know, the elders of Israel are on the east side of the Jordan and they've already begun their campaign to take land on the east side of the Jordan and they've been intermarrying with the peoples there. And then immediately serving their gods, and God breaks out with a plague against them. And Ezra is probably devastated by this, thinking, oh my gosh, I am living in that same story. I have come back to help these people and literally found them doing one of the primary things that God said, don't you ever do. And again, it's not the intermarriage part. It's the worshiping the other gods part. And every single time the Lord said, do not intermarry because you will end up serving their gods. And no doubt that was going on here. Now, it never specifically says that they were worshiping the other gods. We only talk about the intermarriage. But generally, in Old Testament, literature at least, it's almost implied that if they've intermarried, that they are worshiping foreign gods. I mean, this was such a problem for them that you know, David's first wife, Michal, the son of Saul, she was an Israelite, but Saul had actually done some intermarriage with outside peoples as well. And so his household probably picked up some bad habits. And we see when David is fleeing for his life, Michal takes the household idol. Even David had been sucked into this where he had the household idol in his own house while he is basically a general for the army of Saul. And Michal uses that to try and, you know, disguise the bed as David, which ended up just not working at all and being kind of ridiculous. But even David got sucked into this. And so these people are almost certainly sucked into worshiping these false gods, these foreign idols. And Ezra is, his heart is broken. I mean, he is beside himself. What? I mean, he tears his clothes. He actually rips hair out of his head and from his beard. Can you imagine? This is not, for Ezra, this is not just some kind of weird display, right? This is real. This is gnawing at the very depth of his being. Can you imagine? For those of you women out there, you know, maybe if you pluck hairs out of your legs or whatever, I don't know what it feels the same, but having hair pulled out of your face, beard hair pulled out of your face like this, it is just a terribly painful thing. And he is so overcome with anger and grief and sorrow and just the rush of emotions, it actually causes him to tear hair out of his beard and out of his head, rips his clothes. I mean, he goes into this frenzy. I think these are real emotions that he's feeling because he knows how bad what he stepped into is. It's tragic and it's sad. And again, it goes back to the command to Israel, not necessarily to Gentiles, who are most of us watching and listening and reading this. I am a full-blooded Gentile. This does not necessarily apply to you or me if you're not Jewish. But this is just a tragic, tragic moment for Ezra. And again, just sit and think about what it would take. Guys that are listening to this, if you got a big, lush, thick beard like Ezra did, imagine what kind of emotions it would take to cause you to actually be so angry or beside yourself that you would pull hair out of your beard. That is the level of unhinged that Ezra is here. And yeah, I know that there were, you know, this was a bit of a show, you know, you tear your clothes, pull the stuff out, throw on ashes and wear sackcloth and all that kind of stuff. And I'm sure there's times where people would do that to show how angry they are, but really, it has to go beyond a show for you to actually start pulling hair out of your beard and head. This is real to Ezra. We're going to see just how real in the coming days. For the 10-Week Bible Study, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and I can't wait to see you next time. Hey, thanks for tuning into the 10-Week Bible Study podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, would you consider leaving a review for it on your podcast app of choice? It really helps other people find out about this podcast, and my heart is for people to fall in love with God's Word. Thank you.